On a sparkling, clear, and sunny fall Tuesday, October 13th to be precise, the north and south shores of Aleknagik were officially linked by a long-awaited new bridge. Spanning 440 feet across and 40 feet above the Wood River, the bridge offers safe transit for North Shore residents heading to school, the hospital, the airport, or just to get some groceries. And it opens up some new exploring for Dillingham residents looking to extend a Sunday drive or hike. The price tag was steep, an estimated $25 million, but many lives have been lost over the years crossing the lake. This week I was joined by one of the longtime advocates for building that bridge.
My name's Raymond Conquest. I'm 87 years old. I was born and raised in Bethel area and moved to Dillingham when I was about 17 years old.
Raymond Conquest is an elder and longtime resident of the North Shore. He's known for always helping people cross the lake, day or night, summer, winter, or even in the shoulder seasons. He's also an uncle to Senator Lyman Hoffman, who was instrumental in steering federal funds towards this bridge project. When Raymond sat down with me Thursday, I asked him first about the ribbon-cutting ceremony Tuesday.
It wasn't real good. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. I was fortunate to be with my nephew, Senator Hoffman. Rode across with him in the first car, I guess.
First car going across new bridge.
After they cut the ribbon, yeah.
Right. Mm. Let's talk about a little bit of the history, because your name comes up quite a bit when people talk about the reasons behind building the bridge.
Well, you know, my wife and I, well, years ago, I've been married to her about 40 years. And we used to always seem like busy hauling people back and forth that wanted to come to town, had no way.
By boat or snow machine or ATV?
Mostly by boat, or take them across the snow machine to the cars. And a lot to do then, when Lyman Hoffman became senator, well, people talked about wanting a bridge, and I used to push them a lot, tell them we needed one badly, especially mostly for school children and older people, because there have been a lot of snow machines, been going through the lake and stuff like that, yeah.
Tell me about a few of those. I know that they reference at least a dozen people who have died, and many more have gone through. Tell me about some of the ones who died, if you don't mind.
Well, there's some of them that I didn't know, but there have been allergic boys, and George Luzik lost a daughter and son the same day. I think it was New Year's Eve. Seemed like about four or five of all the allergics that went through and drowned.
You yourself went through the ice? At least once that I know of. This was recent.
Yeah, I went through.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
The year before. Yeah, it was getting pretty dark. And as you see, sometimes you look across the lake and lights look a lot closer or further. And I thought I was far enough going from Ilochik's toward our side of the village there. And I lost the snow and I was following a snowgo truck. Then I lost it in the ice, and I just kept going. Pretty soon I went through.
Oh.
Yeah. Just sunk right there.
How deep was it?
Oh, I don't know. First of all, in my snow goes straight up and down, and I was standing on the front of it. Held me up, and then when it tipped over, then I sunk.
You went all the way in?
Yeah. Two or three times, and I was in there quite a while, maybe, I'd say close to a half hour.
Somebody come get you?
Yeah, there, Ray Andrews and his Masa. They helped see my lights, I guess, when I was coming across, and he said they disappeared. So he was just checking around. I could see him checking around. I was hollering. Guess he went and got the rescue team. But I give most of the credit because he's the one that came all the way right to the water and had a rope. Ray jumped in the lake, wrapped the rope around me, and they pulled me out.
What's the worst time to make that crossing? When's the time when you say, you know what, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow?
Winter time, there are times, you know, white out, can't see nothing. A lot of time you just figure you're going right, but you're still going out of the way. Sooner or later you'll see water in front of you. You got to turn back. But we all got to cross.
What do you think about having the bridge now with the traffic it might bring to the other side?
Well, some people, they figure, you know, it'll maybe get a little more, like they say, maybe people will be drinking more and drugs might come in. And that's me, I don't know, they don't. It seems to me, I'm sure glad we have the bridge, you know.
No concern about too many people coming up to...
It don't bother me. They go right by my house now, you know, very close now, the way they got the road.
You going to be out there yelling at people to slow down like... kind of turn into the old curmudgeon up there.
Yep. Well, we might get a fence put in there.
Okay. Good fences make good neighbors.
Yeah.
What do you think about the bridge? It's a beautiful bridge.
It's really beautiful. Everybody loves it.
Have you walked?
That's about the best view right off the bridge there to me.
It's gorgeous, right? Yeah. Right there off the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I bet come summertime when those reds are streaming upriver, it's going to be a good spot
It'll
to watch.
A lot of pictures of good reds.
Somebody told me the other day, they said that you didn't think you'd live long enough to see that bridge.
Yeah, I used to say that, you know. I hope I live long enough to at least drive across it once before my time comes.
Well, you made it.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, I'll be driving it a few more years.
Very good. Yep. Well, Raymond, I'd like to thank you for coming in. Good to speak with you.
You too.
Have a good trip back across that bridge.
Okay, thank you.